joining me in the studio this morning from Musselbrookshire Council is Mayor Martin Rush. Good morning, Martin. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well.
Happy New Year. I don't think we've caught up yet.
We haven't. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to listeners. Hopefully it's a year without bushfires and COVID and drought and all the rest of it, and we can get back to some normality.
Yes, hopefully. And we do have plenty to talk about this morning. One that I do want to start with, though, is that I've gotten a couple of calls from a gentleman named Glenn Walker. Now, he's out at Widden Valley, the Bayrami Creek area, and he said he's been having some issues with a road out there, the Hungerford Road Causeway, has contacted myself a couple of times and tried to contact council too. He said there's an issue with silt on the road and he's having trouble accessing his property. What can you tell us about this particular area?
We're well aware of the Walker's issue. They're not backward in coming forward to talk about it. We've had many meetings with them over a long period of time. The causeway serves only a few owners now out there, and the Walkers are one of those owners. Council's policy is not to maintain council public roads when they cease essentially to be public roads. Yep. And that for us is when there's really only the one private beneficiary left, and because it becomes extremely expensive for the rest of the community to maintaining these often kilometres and kilometres and kilometres of public road for the benefit of only a few individuals, and they really do become private roads at that point. There are still a few users left, though, of that particular causeway, but we'd have no plans at this stage to replace the causeway. The causeway does overtop from time to time with sand and silt, and the reason for that in more recent times is because of the bushfires that we had a few years ago, denuding the waterway of plants and unlocking the silt. The silt's come down and overtopped. Council's cleared it already twice, and we will continue to clear it periodically, but the reality is until that vegetation re-establishes, the amount of sand is going to overtop from time to time that causeway. The causeway only has those few users. It's perfectly serviceable. Yes, it's not if it were used by many more people, we would wish to have it cleaned out very much more often, but it only has the few users. We do clean it once or twice every couple of years, and that reduces the worst aspects of it. It remains serviceable, but really in the context of things, it's not a priority.
Yeah, so the problems that Glenn and he's having at the moment is, are you due to go out there and clear it at any time soon? Or
Look, I can't tell you off the top of my head when the schedule is. It's not something we do very often. It's something we do every couple of years or so. It's a big job when we've got to get out there and desilt it. As I say, it does overtop with silt from time to time. Most of that in recent times related to the bushfire that we had and the removal of that vegetation. It is being re-established. National parks who are responsible for that are aware and are trying to re-establish vegetation in that area to prevent the silt being liberated and flowing down the causeway. Until then, we would just continue to ask the Walkers to be patient and to realise that we have a large network of 660 kilometres of road to maintain, around 35 bridges and causeways. There's only the two or three users of this causeway, and we have to allocate our resources as responsibly as possible.
Yeah. Now, next week, of course, is Australia Day. This has come around very, very quickly.
It is, and a great time to celebrate particularly quiet achievers in our community, and particularly those who have made those quiet achievements over a very long period of time. And, of course, on Monday night when we have the civic ceremony to celebrate some of these recipients, we will see another half a dozen or so people added to our list of Australia Day recipients for the volunteering they've done. This year out in Denman, both pools will be open, free to the public, although because of COVID, the Denman pool will be restricted to 200 people, and so just be aware of that. But we hope it'll be a good day. There'll be all sorts of events free provided by council at the pool, and of course on Australia Day there'll also be the welcoming of some new Shire citizens from overseas.
Yep. Fantastic stuff. Now, bulky waste collection, that's coming up very soon.
It is March, so it's only 6 or 7 weeks ago, yeah. But it's good to give these notices early so that people can start preparing. We now have two of these bulky waste collections each year. We increased that level of service in response to community feedback through our surveys. So please do bear in mind that that is coming up. It's about 6 or 7 weeks away. So start your thinking as to what you might want to dispose of.
Yep, fantastic. And last, some good news with some sport groups getting some grants through council.
A whole lot of sports groups, the Brook Cricket Club, Denman Pony Club, Denman Senior Rugby League, Glengalec Shooting Club, Muswellbrook Junior Cricket, Netball, Rugby and Touch Football, the Denman Pony Club, Lake Liddell Rec Area, Muswellbrook Park Tennis and Muswellbrook Senior Rugby League, all the recipient of some council sport and rec grants.
Fantastic stuff. Martin, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.